Executives from several state corn marketing organizations traveled to Belgium, Spain, and Ireland last week for a first-hand look at opportunities for U.S. agricultural exports in the European Union. Craig Floss, CEO of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, shares his observations.
Our goal from a corn state perspective, representing grain farmers, of course, we want to have our USMEF and our U.S. Grains Council work hand in hand, and so all of our visits have been set up to achieve that. We've been looking basically at the livestock sector, seeing what's happening here, and then looking at what we can do to get more U.S. red meat into this marketplace. During our first day, we focused on Brussels, meeting with the cereal groups and the feed and grain groups, learning about the issues that they have there on biotechnology and how that could be impacting the meat sector. We met with Food and Drink Europe, which represents manufacturers and the meat sector as well. So we've had a chance to hear from packers, purveyors, food processors, as well as from the farmer groups. We traveled to Spain, and we're in Ireland right now, looking at not only the opportunities for meat, but we're kind of checking out the competition on the meat side. Of course, here in Ireland, it's a grass-fed market, and they're trying to really branch out to beyond Ireland, beyond Europe, to the Middle East.
European producers also shared many thoughts about their regulatory environment with the U.S. delegation.
One of the biggest surprises that we've run into is the frustration that many have with the European Union and their inability to make decisions. On the grain side, there's a lot of discussion about biotechnology and the lack of approving events here in the European market, and that's preventing a lot of grain flow. But in addition, it ultimately impacts the livestock sector as well.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.